Radio Chico in der Weltfriedenswoche 2018. Wir haben den nächsten Gast in der Telefonleitung. Es ist der Tyson Mudari-Kiri. Er arbeitet zusammen mit Terre des Hommes Schweiz. Er ist Nationalkoordinator für Südafrika und Zimbabwe. Hello, Tyson. Are you there?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Okay. Could you first quickly introduce yourself and tell us how long you have been with Terre des Hommes, how long you've been working there?
My name is Tyson Mudari-Kiri. I've been working with Terre des Hommes in Zimbabwe for the past 5 years. I started with them in 2013, and we are running projects here with youth around health, especially HIV and AIDS and prevention of teenage pregnancies.
How is life for young people in Zimbabwe? What are their biggest troubles, biggest areas where they may need help?
To understand the issues of young people or the lives of young people in Zimbabwe, you have to understand that Zimbabwe, like many countries in Africa, has a very broad definition of the youth age group. In fact, it stretches up to the age of 35. And there are many reasons as to, you know, why this definition is like that. One of those reasons is that due to poverty issues, lack of unemployment, many people in Africa and in Zimbabwe as well will find it difficult to graduate into the world of adulthood, to become adult who can look for themselves, who can take care of themselves and their own families for a long time because, you know, of the challenges that we have with many economies here. But outside the issues of, you know, poverty, lack of unemployment, it's important to understand that most of the challenges that Africa faces, or that Zimbabwe faces in particular, they are more felt by young people than any other group. Why? Because young people in Zimbabwe, they are, you know, the majority of the total population here, sometimes going as high as 60% of the total population. I was talking about the huge numbers of the youth population in Zimbabwe, and I was saying over 60% of the total population in Zimbabwe is considered youth. So when you look at the many challenges the country is facing, you know, youth of HIV and AIDS, you would see that young people are more infected and affected by the problem of HIV and AIDS. Just for you to get the picture, more than half of all the new infections, HIV infections, they are occurring amongst young people. We are working at a time when, you know, there is a whole generation of young people who were born with HIV since HIV started in the late 80s, and who have managed to survive into being adults based on the treatment that they receive. And many of these young people are beginning to learn to realize, you know, that they are HIV positive, and there's a lot that comes with that knowledge, being a young person growing up in a community where people are likely to treat you on the basis of your HIV status. We also have other issues, you know, affecting young girls at the moment, many of them getting married early, thereby losing opportunities to get educated and break from that cycle of poverty that, you know, that they identify with from the families that they...
Tyson, could you explain a bit more, how exactly do you help the youth in Zimbabwe? What is it that your group does on a day-to-day basis?
Yes, so I've already told you about some of the challenges that young people face in Zimbabwe. And in the health sector, which means particularly in the area of HIV and AIDS, we work with young people to prevent the spread of HIV through giving them information, helping them to have the necessary skills that they need in order to, you know, use contraceptives, to be able to resist unprotected sex. We also work with young people who are already HIV positive, I've already said, there's quite a huge number of young people who are already living with HIV in Zimbabwe. And what we do is, because we realize that this group of young people faces so many challenges in order for them to, you know, remain taking their treatment, they face challenges in terms of interacting with others in society, playing, working, and learning with other young people in the community and in the schools. And we have programs that help them have a positive view of life, that helps them to be hopeful that they can live normal life again. And there is a lot of methods and tools that we as Tables Home are good at. We call that psychosocial support a lot. And it just helps young people to be able to find their hope in life and to work towards the goals that they have. So this is part of the work that we do as Tables Home in Zimbabwe.
How do you think health can influence world peace? How is this this connection?
So my view of world peace is happiness. I think world peace is generally about creating happiness in the world. And I think one of the things that is stopping us achieving that, particularly when you look at countries like Zimbabwe, is, you know, the health problems that, you know, the country is facing. Just to give you a bit of some background as well, currently Zimbabwe is experiencing a cholera outbreak. Now, a cholera is a diarrhea disease that can take life in a very short space of time and that spreads so quickly, you know, especially in communities that lack water and sanitation services. Now, when you come into Harare now, the mood is of fear. Harare is the capital city of Zimbabwe. People are afraid. People cannot be happy. And this is the situation that many of our young people are growing with, particularly with HIV and AIDS. With cholera, you never know. In the next few weeks, it can be addressed. But HIV is going to take a long time to address, and it's going to be something that will interfere with the happiness of our young people. And I think if we are able to address, you know, health issues, we are contributing to world peace in a big way.
Health and how it is important for world peace. You could just go on whenever you're ready. We're online again.
Sure. So I had talked about how health problems, particularly in Zimbabwe, are a threat to world peace. In the sense of, and I had given you a perspective on some of the biggest health challenges that Zimbabwe is facing, and one in particular that Tables Home is working on in Zimbabwe is HIV and the issue of HIV and AIDS. And I was saying that we will not be able to experience world peace without addressing the health challenges, especially that young people are facing, you know, the world over and here in Zimbabwe specifically, because, you know, world peace is about happiness and we cannot achieve happiness without health. And I was saying all development issues, whether you are talking about education, health, peace, gender equality, all these things are linked. So we cannot think that we can address one and leave another in a way that will give us sustainable world peace.
How does Tables Home get the funds and the people to actually do the work in Zimbabwe? How is it organized?
So Tables Home fundraises in Switzerland. So we have many people supporting our work, and on behalf of Zimbabwe, I need to say thank you. You know, we have private donors who are individuals who feel that the work that we are doing is important for the health and growth of young people in Zimbabwe, for world peace, you know, for whatever goal that they share with us. We also, you know, receive support, you know, from the Swiss government through the Swiss Development Cooperation. And we bring in these resources to local community-based organizations that know the language, that know the challenges of the young people on the ground, and we support them with that funding. But we just don't give them the funding alone. I'm here in Zimbabwe to help develop or build their skills in order for them to be able to run projects that can impact young people positively. So we play a bigger role in making sure that youth participate in their projects. We play a bigger role in making sure that they are using the correct approaches and methods that have been used in other cases to address the problems that young people in Zimbabwe may be facing. So you can also see us as facilitating exchanges and learning between different, implementers in Zimbabwe and the world over, using our position as a Swiss organization that is working in Zimbabwe.
What is your biggest wish for the future for your project? What is maybe the most positive thing that could happen to make your work easier in Zimbabwe?
I think the biggest thing that could make our work easier in Zimbabwe is a combination of things. Number one, it would be, of course, always, funds are never enough. You know, we are always having to limit what our partners can do on the ground, because obviously we can only do so much and we can only provide so much. But this is only part, of what we need. I think we also need the support of many stakeholders, particularly, the support of our government. I don't think that our government, although they are trying, I don't think that they have done enough at the moment to support, projects, especially on health, projects that impact on youth. I think the priorities of government remain somewhere else. They remain on other things that are not necessarily improving the lives of our young people. So I would want to see government, the private sector, the local private sector especially, also putting resources, not just relying on donor funds from, international organizations. I think international organizations should just come to support what we would have started with our own local resources. I think we can get to that point in Zimbabwe where we can support our own projects. And this is my biggest wish for, addressing youth health issues in Zimbabwe.
So to be independent from outside Zimbabwe, did I understand you correctly?
Yes. So what I'm saying is, instead of relying, our health budget is largely funded by outside, donors, countries like Switzerland and other countries, for example. But I'm saying it would be good to see more of local investment, our own government, our own private sector in Zimbabwe also putting resources in addressing youth issues.
Okay, we wish you the best of luck with your project and hope that you can reach your goals. And in the end, you gave us three songs. We can play one of them. You can pick one. Which one would you like to play? And could you explain quickly what it is about? Why did you choose it?
Thank you very much for the opportunity, to have this interview. I would wish for you to play Winky D's song, called 25. Now, I want you to play this song because it's a popular song amongst the youth today. It talks of, the hope that many young people have that, by the age of 25, they all hope that they can become independent, they can become employed, they can be happy, with their lives. And this is an aspiration or a song that was written by a young person saying, as I'm growing into adult, I'm realizing that many of the things that I was hoping for are not happening, but I want to remain hopeful. And it is a type of music, called Zim Dancehall, which has become popular in Zimbabwe, modeled around, the Jamaican dancehall music. And it's very popular with young people today.
Okay, we'll play this to end this interview. Thanks again, Tayson, for taking the time, and best of luck in the future.
Thank you so much. Have a good day and all the best.
Bye-bye. Have a good day.